Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. A little rousing patriotic music there, bringing us back on this Memorial Day, 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad to be here with you. I'm glad to be with Gene Greisman, too. Gene's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Dr. Gene Greisman is the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By. You should see my book. It's dog-eared. It's got post-it notes coming out of it. It's marked up, tagged, yellow marks everywhere. I've just about worn it out. Here's something else sticking out of there that I keep with me nearby. You want to make sure you find this book. Also, anything that Gene writes, even when he and I disagree, I still love his mind. Gene, thanks for being here. Gene's one of the top Lincoln portrayers of the world, by the way, folks. You can find all about him at presidentlincoln.com. Gene, I would like for you to start this segment off with some words that you and I both find appropriate for today from President Lincoln's second inaugural address.
The great second inaugural address ends with these words: "Let us bind up the nation's wounds to care for him who shall have borne the battle for his widow and orphan." It's wonderful that back in the 1860s, this great man is talking about the consequences of war.
Mm-hmm.
The people who bore the battle, one, there's a cost there. Some of them die, some of them come back wounded, they've interrupted their careers.
That's right.
But then there are widows and orphans. There is a continual cost of war. I saw a television show last night, and it had this title for the show: "If you take the ride, you have to pay the toll." And if we're going to take the ride of war, we're going to have to pay the toll of war. In fact, the next time we go to war, I'd love to see us, before we do it, pass a war tax that's going to pay for it and for the ongoing costs afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be less likely to go to war. What do you think?
Well, you're probably right, but let me ask you a question. Would you not agree, based on what we now know about the VA's medical system? I mean, clearly, there's a lot of problems there. And I know enough about the medical. I know some things about the VA system that are wonderful. You and I have talked about that. You reported this on the previous segment. My family has benefited from a number of VA benefits, my father and other members of our family. But there are problems with the VA medical system, Gene, that seems to be systemic. We'll find out more in the coming months. But would you not encourage someone in our government, when we have people coming back from the military, from war, whether they have wounds or not, to have available to them the maximum capable health care at no cost to them, especially if it's associated with something that happened to them in while they were in service? What do you think? Paid for by the government, but available if they wanted to from the private sector.
We already do that. For example, a friend I alluded to had a hip replacement that was done at a private facility.
Yeah.
The cost that the government had to pay for that was about $70,000. Now, if we're going to do that, then the government has to put the money, the legislators may have to increase taxes to pay for that.
Why don't we just go find? You know what's amazing to me, Gene, is we could come up with a number. There's a number to be known about what this would cost. What's amazing to me is when we want to do other things, when we want to give money to a foreign country for trade purposes or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, we can seem to find that money, don't we? You know, I'm not sure we need to raise taxes to do this. I think we got a priority problem, Gene, not an income problem. What do you think?
Well, I think we have an income problem. That's subject for another.
That's right. That's right. But I appreciate the fact that you. I won't say that again. Say again what Lincoln said about these men and women.
He said, "Let us bind up the nation's wounds to care for him shall have borne the battle for his widow and orphan. And he ends, that's the way he ends it.
Yeah.
Isn't
and I'll tell
amazing?
You, I'll tell you something. We need to remember those words as we go through this process. Because as you know, Gene, we're going to be spending time on this veterans medical situation for some time now, and it'll be important to remember those words. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Good job. Happy Memorial Day.
Same to you, my friend.
Dr. Gene Grassman, ladies and gentlemen, PresidentLincoln.com. Check out his website. You'll like it. I got to go for this hour. Celebrating Memorial Day with you. I'm Jim Blastingame. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.